Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, April 7th, 2021. Welcome to Day 78. The CDC says the coronavirus variant first identified in the United Kingdom is now the dominant strain in the United States. The variant known as B.1.1.7 is 50% more contagious than others and now accounts for about 27% of cases in the United States. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the newer strain is more transmissible among younger people and that new outbreaks in the United States have been linked to youth sports and daycare centers. Back in D.C., Biden signaled that he is open to good faith negotiations with Republicans when it comes to his $2.3 trillion infrastructure proposal, but insisted that he would not be open to doing nothing. Inaction is simply not an option, Biden said. When asked if he would consider a lower corporate tax rate than 28%, which his plan currently calls for, Biden said, "I'm willing to listen to that. We've got to pay for this," noting that there are many other ways we can do it. The Treasury Department outlined a proposed tax increase on businesses that, if enacted, would raise $2.5 trillion in revenue over 15 years and is meant to offset the costs of the infrastructure package. Biden also plans to announce new executive actions to curb gun violence on Thursday. While the extent of tomorrow's announcement is unclear, Biden is expected to require background checks when it comes to buyers of so-called ghost guns, the homemade or makeshift firearms that lack serial numbers. Moving on, the United States and Iran agreed through intermediaries on a plan to try to get both countries back into compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal. During a meeting with the current members of the deal, all parties agreed to establish a working group that would focus on how to get the United States back to the deal by lifting economic sanctions that were imposed or reimposed after Trump pulled out of the accord in May 2018. Another working group would focus on how to get Iran back into compliance with the accord's limitations on nuclear enrichment and stockpiles of enriched uranium. Back in the U.S., more than 500,000 Americans signed up for healthcare coverage through the Affordable Care Act marketplace between mid-February and the end of March. The Biden administration initially opened a special enrollment period for everyone on healthcare.gov that allowed people to buy insurance through May 15th. The period was later extended until August 15th. And finally, the National Republican Congressional Committee is warning donors who opt out of recurring monthly donations that we will have to tell Trump you're a defector. A tool provided by WinRed, a for-profit Republican donation platform, pre-checks a box that enrolls donors into repeated monthly donations by default. Donors who proactively uncheck the box are threatened with being labeled as a defector. The pre-checked box is the same tactic used by the Trump campaign, which resulted in complaints of fraud to banks and credit card companies. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas.